The Saratoga Greenbelt Trail has been planned and discussed for years in Saratoga Springs. The Bike and Pedestrian Path Network has been scrutinized by committees, nonprofits, city officials, and everyday citizens. It was good news for many Thursday when Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the Regional Economic Development Council Awards that a matching $1.13 million grant would help complete a highly sought-after stretch of trail. The so-called Downtown Connector will bridge a bike and pedestrian connection at Route 50 near the eastern loop of Excelsior Avenue, 1.6 miles to the city's downtown, at the intersection of Maple and Lake Avenues. Mayor Joanne Yepsen said the section is just one part of a planned 23 to 26-mile trail system.
And I felt the downtown section was really important. Not only is more construction going in there and residential use will be important on the trail, but we also have safety issues that we want to ensure that bikers and walkers, people with wheelchairs, baby strollers, whatever, can get around downtown and feel safe.
The grant will be matched with about $830,000 in taxpayer dollars, $150,000 from recreation fees, and $151,000 in private donations. While the connector was originally included in Yepsen's 2017 budget recommendations, the project was removed from the 2017 comprehensive budget prepared by Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan. It was decided the project would move to 2018 if the state funding did not come through. Prior to that budget presentation in early October, Saratoga Springs resident Ken Gray, representing the city's Complete Streets Advisory Board, pushed for the connector trail project.
People come to our community because there are things to offer, and if we fail to start looking at this in the future, we won't be the same community. So I hope we look at this as an investment.
The award means that the project is a go-ahead. 2 years ago, the city received $1.6 million in federal funding through the Transportation Alternatives Plan and administered by the State Department of Transportation to make improvements to a bike and pedestrian path along Geyser Road.
So we're looking at funding from every source imaginable to make sure that this 23-mile trail eventually all gets built. This is good for economy. It's also just really good for quality of life.
Last month, the city granted a conservation easement to the Pitney Meadows Community Foundation to preserve the 166-acre Pitney Farm on the southwest side of the city. The group says upon closure of the sale, it will work with the city and Saratoga Greenbelt Trail Committee to secure a railroad right-of-way that crosses the farm to make way for a trail. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.